Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. It is Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on this Wednesday afternoon. We were talking about this off mic. Has this week flown by or what?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy.
I mean, it really is. Just realizing
we always talk about that, but it's quicker than usual.
I just kind of hit today that this is already Wednesday afternoon. Hey, folks, just a couple of days before the weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go ahead and talk about the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
You see, there's something nice to talk about. Pensacola, by the way, story number one, Pensacola is moving forward with bringing in 27 pallet shelters at the cost of $1.1 million. This is for the homeless. The small one-room buildings range from 70 square feet to 120 square feet. Mayor Reeves said two local nonprofits were selected to use the shelters. Reentry Alliance Pensacola will take the units at the West Blount Street location, and Offensive Corp will take the units at North Palafox location.
And your second of the top three stories this afternoon, Pensacola's waterfront rescue mission, getting ready to take in more people. A transitional housing facility run by REAP's Maxwell Respite Center will close at the end of the month. More than 80 people will be displaced. And to prepare for the increase in traffic, the mission has started stocking up their kitchen and getting more items for their daily resources.
You know, it's been a busy day today. Here's number three for you in terms of stories of importance. It's been 4 years since attorneys for the victims and families of the NAS Pensacola terror attack filed a civil lawsuit. A lawsuit to hold the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia responsible for those shootings. The case was dismissed last year under the law that says foreign states are presumed immune from U.S. court's jurisdiction. Well, Tuesday, attorneys representing the victims have filed 19 claims of various liability ranging from gross negligence to breach of contract, all aimed at the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Ready Kids is hosting a free workshop for families with children starting kindergarten this August. The program is called Kindergarten Here We Come and will provide parents with tips for supporting kindergarten readiness and give kids hands-on activities in a real classroom. Workshops will be held on June 10th and 11th at Global Learning Academy and June 17th and 18th at Ferry Pass Elementary. Options for English and Spanish sessions will be included. Registration is available online at readykidsfl.org.
Okay, hazy conditions today again across Escambia, Santa Rosa counties is not, I repeat, is not the Saharan dust, but I will tell you this, the dust is coming. The main culprit is likely the 2,000-acre prescribed burn over at Hurlburt. Multiple pile burns are also underway in the area, but are not having a significant impact on that smoke.
And the city of Pensacola is investing in resiliency projects to combat rising sea levels and frequent flooding. City leaders say there's a need for improved stormwater infrastructure to expedite drainage and reduce flooding in vulnerable areas. Key initiatives include replacing outdated stormwater systems on 9th Avenue and transforming the Hollis T. Williams Stormwater Park to enhance water storage capacity.
Okay, after public concern, the National Weather Service is in the process of hiring more than 100 employees to stabilize operations at field offices around the country. Somebody must have seen the light. Like, we need people at this time of year.
Right.
Well, following recent budgetary cuts, the Weather Service lost nearly 600 positions. NOAA confirms it will be September at the earliest before many of the positions are filled. And if you look back on hurricanes past, that's when the hurricane season really ramps up.
Absolutely. Just about 4:15 here, we'll get another quick check of, or our first quick check, rather, of the roads and weather for you. Brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we don't have too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Your last major spot is going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 82 degrees right now. It's a little cooler because of the cloudiness today. Tonight's low is going to be 74 degrees. Tomorrow, going to see some rain chances just like we saw today. The high is going to be 87 with a low of 76.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a man accused of climbing over the wall surrounding President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in West Palm has been detained by the Secret Service. Tom Rigotti has more on the story.
23-year-old Anthony Reyes reportedly told police he wanted to spread the gospel to the president and marry his 18-year-old granddaughter, Kai, the daughter of Donald Trump Jr. Authorities say President Trump was in Washington during Tuesday's incident. It's unclear if Kai was at Mar-a-Lago at the time. The attempted breach of the commander-in-chief's residence was not the first from Reyes, with a prior attempt on New Year's Eve. Reyes is facing state trespassing charges and is likely to be charged federally. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And a new law that takes effect at the end of the month will hold juveniles accountable if they deal drugs that kill. It was inspired by the death of 17-year-old Devin Ramos. The Hillsborough teen overdosed a year ago on a Percocet pill laced with fentanyl, and that was sold to him by another juvenile. Ramos's mother, Amy Almeida, says that the Hillsborough sheriff lobbied lawmakers to change the law, which previously applied only to adults. It allows murder charges for juveniles involved in overdose deaths when it takes effect July 1st.
Is something that happens typically this time of year missing? I think so. You bet there is. Florida typically announces its tax-free weekends and sales tax holidays in mid-May. After lawmakers formulate the state's budget, the ongoing political divide in Tallahassee has stalled that budget process. Lawmakers return to work this week to begin working out the details of the 25-26 budget. Governor DeSantis proposed several sales tax holidays, including two 14-day periods for disaster preparedness.
And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will seek endangered species status for the ghost orchid. It's a flowering plant found in Florida's Hendry and Collier counties in Cuba. The agency reported that fewer than 1,000 plants remain in the U.S., with less than half mature enough to reproduce. Poaching is the primary threat, along with wetland loss and degradation. The proposal will be published tomorrow in the Federal Register, starting a 60-day comment period.
Okay, the leaders of Florida's state university system will not hire a former University of Michigan president to run the Gator Nation. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
Florida's Board of Governors is refusing to confirm the selection of Dr. Santa Ono as the new president of the University of Florida. It is the first time the governing body voted down a pick by one of the state university boards of trustees. The vote failed 10-6. During hearings, Ono had been questioned about his time as president of the University of Michigan, where he was a proponent of non-merit-based admissions, climate change activism, and gender policies. He was further criticized for a lackluster response to a pro-Hamas encampment protest at Michigan. Ono would have been given a 5-year contract paying him $15 million. Eben Brown, Fox News.
418 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines happening all across the country today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at 4 convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding, all served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850. As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Spring cleaning and remodeling is in the air. And at Jonathan's Flooring, you can get your beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation with a large selection of tile, carpet, and the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors this spring. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring, North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3 Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you today. If you're thinking about doing the house buying or house selling journey, here's your mortgage rate numbers. Maybe help you out a little bit here. Still slightly below the 7% mark. Mortgage News daily reporting. Average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.96%. The average rate on that 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.21%. Job growth. Talking about this afternoon, the growth by private employers was much weaker in May. Jenny Casola breaks down those numbers.
Payroll processing company ADP says hiring lost momentum last month, though wages continued to be robust. Just 37,000 new jobs were created by private employers in May. Economists were expecting 110,000. The pace of hiring in May slipped to the lowest level since March of 2023, though annual pay rose 4.5%. ADP chief economist Neela Richardson says trade uncertainty is weighing on hiring, especially for small businesses, though she says that could reverse once that resolves. The monthly employment report is released on Friday. The ADP report is not considered a preview of the Labor Department's numbers. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
424, News Radio 92.3. Well, let's look at the markets this afternoon. Stocks ending mixed amid discouraging updates on the economy. Hillary Barsky has that report.
Stocks ending mixed with the Dow hitting session lows right before the closing bell as investors await developments on the trade front while digesting employment data that came in weaker than expected. The ADP private sector employment report showed that hiring fell sharply in May, with private payrolls increasing by just 37,000. That's the lowest level in over 2 years and well below economists' expectations. Shares of Apple fell slightly following a downgrade from a Needham analyst who said that the tech giant's shares are overvalued amid growing AI competition. The Dow winners, Amazon, Merck, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Amgen, and Travelers. The Dow falling 92 points, the Nasdaq up 62, S&P 500 up 0.5%. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425 on the dot here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart. Look Looking at the roads here, got some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. But none of those spots should be a surprise this time in the afternoon. As for the weather, 82 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Going to have some rainfall chances tomorrow where it will be a high of 87 and a low of 76.
426 News Radio 92.3. Cruising around today, looking at those marquees at gas stations. Here's some prices for your consideration. A little bit higher as the state average price for unleaded regular $3.09 per gallon. In Escambia County, a low of $2.83 was posted along East 9 Mile Road and $2.75 in Cantonment. Looking in Gulf Breeze, this is at Tiger Point, $2.69. So there's some gas prices for you. The Defense Department set to rename a Navy ship after San Francisco politician and gay rights activist Harvey Milk. Jeff Manasso has the story.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordering the renaming of the USNS Harvey Milk, a Navy oiler ship named during the Obama administration after the gay rights activist, a Navy veteran, and the first openly gay man elected to public office in California. Milk was assassinated in 1978. Many Democrats, including California Rep. Nancy Pelosi, blasting the renaming during Pride Month. We're told the timing of the renaming is intentional. The Pentagon saying it's meant to mark a shift in the Department of Defense and Navy, reestablishing the warrior culture, telling Fox News that further name changes may be coming. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And Elon Musk calling for President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill to be killed. In a post on X, Musk said a new spending bill should be drafted that doesn't massively grow the deficit and increase the debt ceiling by $5 trillion. In a later post, he urged Americans to call their senators and congressmen to take action. On Tuesday, he had called the bill a disgusting abomination.
The FBI now calling attention to a threat to American farmers, agroterrorism. This is something that's something new for us. Teresa Crowley has more.
FBI Director Kash Patel tells Fox News Digital it's a direct threat to national security. Two Chinese nationals charged with smuggling a dangerous fungus that's scientifically classed as a potential agro-terror weapon. The Fusarium graminearum fungus causes head blight to crops and birth defects in humans and livestock. Illegally smuggled in plastic bags through Detroit's airport. Director Patel says it's a sober reminder that the Chinese Communist Party is sending operatives and researchers to infiltrate our institutions and target our food supply. Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt tells Fox.
They think America's in decline. They're the ascending power. They're willing to steal our IP, steal our jobs. They're literally coming for our lunch.
Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And I mentioned just a moment ago that Elon Musk is still continuing to voice his displeasure with the Big Beautiful Bill. Well, the House Speaker says Elon has ghosted him over President Trump's bill. Mike Johnson told reporters that he phoned Musk after the billionaire criticized the bill on Tuesday, citing its lack of spending control. And Johnson simply said Elon didn't answer. The Congressional Budget Office reports the legislation would add $2.4 trillion to the nation's deficit over the next decade.
There is a disturbing scene going on right now off the coast of Alaska. It's unfolding here. All crew members are safe after a fire broke out on a cargo ship carrying electric vehicles just southwest of Alaska. Christian Goodwin has more on this story.
Ship management company Zodiac Maritime says its cargo ship carrying thousands of vehicles to Mexico was abandoned off the coast of Alaska after smoke was seen coming from the deck with electric vehicles. The company notes the crew initiated emergency firefighting procedures, but they were unable to bring the flames under control. 22 crew members were safely evacuated and there were no reported injuries. Reps say they are working closely with emergency responders with a tug being deployed to support salvage and firefighting operations, adding our priorities are to ensure the continued safety of the crew and protect the marine environment. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And President Trump says he spoke with Russia's President Vladimir Putin today. Trump said that it was a good conversation, but not one that will lead to immediate peace. He said Putin told him Russia will have to respond to Ukraine's recent drone attack on its airfields. Trump added that Putin offered his help in reaching a nuclear weapons agreement with Iran. Trump said the call lasted approximately an hour and 15 minutes.
Well, the Department of Transportation wants Congress to buy in on their initiative to overhaul the air traffic control system. Ryan Schmeltz in Washington today with the details.
The acting administrator of the FAA, Chris Rushlow,
testifying on the Trump administration's budget. He says the administration is looking to make air traffic control more efficient and safe.
The president's budget includes $1 billion request to accelerate the modernization of the FAA's telecommunications infrastructure. The current infrastructure is dependent on outdated technology.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is beginning the bidding process for a company to lead the building of a brand new air traffic control system. Democrats have raised concerns about recent layoffs at the Department of Transportation, saying it could make the skies less safe. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Okay, coming up in 5 minutes, we're going to talk sports. This is News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. A federal judge is ordering the temporary halting of deportation proceedings against the wife and children of Egyptian national Mohammed Solomon, who's charged in the Boulder, Colorado firebombing of pro-Israeli demonstrators. Investigators are seeking to find out if the family had any prior knowledge of the terrorist attack. President Trump's so-called One Big Beautiful Bill is facing criticism from Democrats as it aims to cut spending by targeting fraud in programs like Medicaid. California Congressman Ted Lieu says,
I think the goal of government is not to hasten the deaths of Americans. It is to make the lives of Americans better. And clearly this big, ugly bill is not going to do that.
The bill is in the hands of the Senate, where Republicans have vowed to make changes. Trump ally Elon Musk has also called the bill a disgusting abomination. America is listening to Fox News.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air. Tune in tomorrow at 9:30. See you groovy people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the tour I got to take of the GE Vernova plant where they make the pieces for windmills, an amazing facility that is the biggest volume producer of wind energy components for all of GE's operations. Talked about Pete Hegseth renaming the USS Harvey Milk, and as any of you know, I am opposed to name changes regardless of which direction the politics goes. And we talked with Mayor Reeves about the Pensacola Energy Settlement and the pallet homes. You can listen to all these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Pensacola is moving forward with bringing in 27 pallet shelters at the cost of $1.1 million for the homeless. The small one-room buildings range from 70 square feet to 120. Mayor Reeves said two local nonprofits were selected to use the shelters for homeless individuals. Reentry Alliance Pensacola will take units at the West Blunt Street location, and Offensive Corps will take units at a North Palafox location.
Okay, here's story number two this afternoon. It has been a busy afternoon. Pensacola's waterfront rescue mission getting ready to take in more people. The transitional housing facility run by REAP's Maxwell Respite Center going to close at the end of the month. More than 80 people will be displaced. Now, to prepare for the increase in traffic, the mission has started stocking up their kitchen and getting more items for their daily resources.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. It's been 4 years since attorneys for the victims and families of the NAS Pensacola terror attack filed a civil lawsuit to hold the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia responsible for the shooting. The case was dismissed last year under the law that says foreign states are presumed immune from U.S. court jurisdiction. Tuesday, attorneys representing the victims have filed 19 claims of various liability ranging from gross negligence to breach of contract, all aimed at the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Back with a bang. And here he swings and belts one right center field up the alley, and that one's going to go. And welcome back, Bryce Harper, back to back with Trey Turner.
Bryce Harper homering in his first at bat on NBC Sports Philadelphia after missing five games with a bruised elbow. The Phillies score six runs in the first inning. They go on to beat the Blue Jays in Toronto 8-3. World Series MVP Freddie Freeman coming up big again for the Dodgers. And of course, at the same time being a Mets killer, he drove in Tommy Edman with a winning run in the bottom of the 10th inning as the Dodgers beat the Mets 5-4. The New York Yankees beat the Cleveland Guardians 3-2 thanks to back-to-back home runs in the 7th inning from Jazz Chisholm and Anthony Volpe. Mariners pitcher George Kirby says he's okay, but I've got to imagine he's in pain this morning. He got drilled in the face by a 102.7-mile-an-hour line drive. Kirby and the Mariners losing the game 5-1 to the Baltimore Orioles. Boston Red Sox, they have now lost 17 one-run games on the season after falling to the Angels 4-3 in extra innings. And the woeful Colorado Rockies, they actually win again, beating the Marlins 3-2. They end their futile MLB record of 22 consecutive series losses. Other winners on the diamond, the Royals, the Rays, the White Sox, the Twins, the Cubs, the Reds, the Diamondbacks, and the San Diego Padres. The help wanted sign is out at Madison Square Garden, New York City. The Knicks, they're looking for a new head coach. Despite leading New York to the Eastern Conference Finals, the team firing head coach Tom Thibodeau with a couple years remaining on his contract. For more scores, stories, and features, you can go to foxsports.com. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Texas Longhorns and Texas Tech Red Raiders will play for the Women's College World Series title beginning tonight. Texas knocked off Florida, Oklahoma, and Tennessee to get to this point, while Texas Tech beat Ole Miss, UCLA, and Oklahoma. Both the Longhorns and Red Raiders are trying to win their first titles in program history. Texas has been the runners-up in two of the previous 3 years. Game starts at 7 o'clock.
437 News Radio 92.3. Let me just kind of ring it back in here locally for a few minutes. Pensacola is back in the winning column after posting a 4-2 win over Columbus on Tuesday. Wahoos now 25-27 in the 25 season. Today, game two of the six-game series against Columbus will go up 6:05 first pitch going out. And while we're talking about the Wahoos, leadership changes have surfaced in their front office. Steve Bryce, the organization's former executive vice president and general manager, has resigned. He had been with the organization since November 2022. Bryce is leaving for a new role as the chief executive officer of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, the High A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins.
And to keep with the baseball theme here, voting for this year's MLB All-Star Game is officially underway. Fans can vote in both the National and American Leagues from today through June 26th for the first round of voting. This year's game is set for July 15th at Truist Park. That's home of the Atlanta Braves.
All right, Nebraska becoming the latest state to ban biological male students from girls' sports. Jeff Benasso has that story.
Nebraska Governor Republican Jim Pillen, flanked by lawmakers and supporters, including outspoken women's sports advocate Riley Gaines, as he signed a measure into law that bans biological males from playing in girls' sports. Supporters say it protects women and girls and their ability to fairly compete in sports. Opponents call it discriminatory. The law, in which at least 24 other states and counting have also adopted. Earlier this year, President Donald Trump signed an executive order prohibiting biological males from competing in girls' sports, saying from the White House that the war on women's sports is over. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, the ladies are up in arms, rightly so, and another female athlete deciding to take a stand against biological males, taking part in her sport, Sophia Carpenter, high school high jumper from Oregon, wearing a double X shirt in protest of a biological male competing in this past weekend's state championships. Carpenter did not place in the competition, while the trans competitor got fifth place. Carpenter joining Fox's America Reports.
I do not hate these individuals at all. All I want is a fair competition, and the people that are to blame for this are like the OSAA, Oregon Schools Activities Association, that allows transgender boys to compete with us girls.
And FanDuel Sportsbook banning a bettor who posted himself heckling Olympic gold medalist Gabby Thomas at a Grand Slam track event in Philadelphia. The man wrote a post on X, including the video that was heckling made his parlay win. He describes himself as the track and field bully on social media. He made Thomas made her own post that he followed her around the track and shouted insults while she interacted with fans and children.
The Stanley Cup Final begins tonight. Jared Max is on News Radio 92.3.
From the Kansas City Chiefs to the men's basketball team at UConn, 2025 has not been a great year for sports teams trying to win consecutive championships. Now it's the Florida Panthers' turn. The reigning Stanley Cup champs open defense at their title tonight against the Edmonton Oilers. Same matchup as last year, which Florida won in seven games, thanks in part to its home ice advantage. This time the Oilers have home ice, which may not mean much.
We're a super confident team on the road this year. You know, I think we almost prefer it this year. We're excited to get back on the road and get back to business.
Florida Panther center Sam Bennett knows his team has won its last five games on the road this postseason. 8-2 overall away from home, outscoring opponents 48-21. Still, the reigning Stanley Cup champs a slight underdog in this cup final against the Oilers. Face-off in Game 1, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. The Stanley Cup Final begins tonight, and it's a rematch from a year ago where the Florida Panthers defeated the Edmonton Oilers in seven games. This time around, though, the Oilers have home ice advantage, and Edmonton goalie Stuart Skinner is playing at a better level. And even though it's tough to pick against two of the five best players in the league in Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, I just won't pick against the best team in hockey in the Florida Panthers, so give me the Cats hoisting another Stanley Cup. I'm Zach Gelb.
For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their tools, but to protect their professional reputations. Whether it's inside or outside of work vehicles, a WeatherGuard badge means pros can trust that their hard-earned name is in good hands. Since 1968 and every day since, WeatherGuard has been protecting anything it takes to build a professional reputation. WeatherGuard, established in 1968, proven every day. WeatherGuard.com.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, millions of Americans could be facing air quality concerns. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz has the details in this Fox weather forecast.
Air quality problems in the forecast as a wave of Saharan dust is drifting from the Gulf Coast, reducing air quality from Texas through Louisiana. Meanwhile, wildfire smoke across the northern plains and upper Midwest is mixing with drier to produce hazy skies and elevated pollution levels. Hot weather stretches across the south, with highs near 100 degrees from Phoenix to Dallas and into parts of Georgia and the Carolinas. Heat advisories are in effect for central Texas and parts of the lower Mississippi Valley. Storms will fire up across the Ohio and Tennessee valleys later today, with isolated severe thunderstorms possible from Kentucky to the Carolinas. Flash flooding is also a concern. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
And Iranian scientists think kissing could spread depression and anxiety. The researchers looked at hundreds of newlywed couples, and they found that when one spouse had trouble sleeping and poor mental health, the other suffered similar symptoms 6 months later. They think bacteria transmitted by the depressed partner could be to blame.
The Justice Department has announced that two Chinese nationals have been charged with smuggling a dangerous biological pathogen into the United States. Rich Edson tells us more from Washington.
The FBI says this is a reminder of how the Chinese government is looking to target American vulnerabilities. The Justice Department says it has charged Yongquan Jian and Zhengyang Liu, both Chinese citizens, with conspiracy, smuggling goods into the United States, false statements, and visa fraud. Prosecutors claim Liu flew from China to Detroit in July of 2024 and stashed a dangerous pathogen in his backpack. They say Customs and Border Protection found a wad of tissues crumpled up with a note in Chinese, a round piece of filtered paper with circles drawn on it, and four clear plastic baggies with small clumps of plant material inside.
Okay, Fox's Lisa Brady is talking about us really having an alternative to sunscreen now. What a perfect story for this part of the country, huh? And by the way, you can eat it. Here's Lisa.
This is House Call for Health. We know it's important to lather on sunscreen before heading outside, but some are suggesting nutrition can play a role in skin protection. Antioxidant-rich foods such as berries, leafy greens, dark chocolates, or dietary supplements containing vitamin E or C can help with skin health, but it's not the main way to avoid harmful UV rays. And while edible sunscreen in the form of a pill or gummy sounds like a simple substitute, there's no scientific evidence you'll get real UV protection relying solely on diet or supplements. Dr. Susan Masick with Ohio State University's Wexner Medical Center says only sunscreen is proven to decrease the risk of skin cancer. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Also got some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather on a local scale, 82 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Got rain chances tonight that are going to bleed into your Thursday, where the high will be 87 and the low will be 76.
Yeah, we'll use the terminology of pop-up showers possible tomorrow.
Yeah, coming from Milton, they popped up quite a bit on my way to work.
It did, because I left the Gulf Breeze area earlier today, midday today. Yeah. Sunny, beautiful, just absolutely beautiful. By the time I got across the Garcon Bridge, it was raining.
Ugh, rough.
So it's just pop-up shower, but it was like a five-minute period. Yeah. Not longer, just a quick shower. Yeah, you're going to see them throughout the summer. You could probably take that forecast you just gave and just print it and run it for the next 3 months. while we're talking, nice updated snapshot there. Atlantic hurricane season, yeah, we got to talk about that. It is underway for the southeast. This is going to be interesting watching this front move up the East Coast. Fox Weather's Katie Byrne reports from Charleston, South Carolina.
People across the Carolinas are getting rained on, and this isn't just a passing shower. This is the start of about a week's worth of rain impacting the area. Luckily, the round of rain that we're seeing right now, the likelihood of that turning into something tropical has reduced to 0%. But still, this is the same system that dumped a ton of rain on South Florida already. For some families, these tropical-like conditions this early in the season are a wake-up call, too. Hurricane season just started on Sunday, and people I'm talking to say they're using this stretch of stormy weather to make sure they're getting ready.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump today saying he spoke with Russian leader Vladimir Putin for well over an hour regarding Ukraine's latest attack on Russian airplanes and nuclear talks with Iran. Trump wrote on Truth Social, "It was a good conversation, but not a conversation that will lead to immediate peace." A nationwide coordinated crackdown on retail crime led to hundreds of arrests throughout 28 states last week. The blitz involved more than 100 jurisdictions, and over 30 different retailers were affected, including Home Depot, Macy's, Target, Ulta Beauty, and Walgreens, to name a few. Shares of CrowdStrike slumping today more than 6% after the company issued lackluster revenue guidance for the current quarter. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed, with the Dow falling 91 and the Nasdaq gaining 61. Crude oil futures for July are down under 63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, 448, News Radio 92.3. Are checks quickly becoming a thing of the past? I don't use many.
I never use checks. Really? My grandma does.
Ashley Webster's in, tells us how many Gen Zers are opening up their checkbooks.
Only 26% of Gen Zers have ever written a check. Just 22% have balanced a checkbook. So 4% probably went overdraft. That's according to a new survey from Chime by Talker Research. So the question is, why does it matter? Well, the skills may seem antiquated in today's digital world, but financial advisors say using checks and balancing accounts can create a solid foundation of financial knowledge. Also pave the way to better money management skills across the board. Even if you only need to write a check once or twice a year, or even less frequently, it's often for milestone events like paying wedding vendors or buying a house.
I'm surprised that many Gen Zers are familiar with checkbooks and how to use them.
I had to go open up an account this last week, and I had to take a sample of my check.
Really?
I had to go look for a check.
Yeah,
I said, where did I stick these things?
Maybe more Americans say tipping culture is out of control. According to a new Bankrate survey, 41% of respondents said tipping culture has gotten out of control, while that share rose to 45% amongst Gen Xers and baby boomers. While Bankrate found older generations are more likely to hold negative attitudes about tipping, they're also more likely to do it. The survey also found pre-entered tip screens have become a particular pain point for consumers, with nearly 2 in 5 respondents saying they find them annoying.
What would the afternoon be like if we didn't mention the trade tariffs and things like that? What would it be like? Kind of
probably a lot better going.
Countries facing a deadline to present their best economic trade deals to the Trump administration or potentially face more tariffs is getting a lot of attention this afternoon, especially in Washington. Edward Lawrence reporting from the White House.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says that there are 18 active negotiations with our trading partners. We can confirm that the European Union met with the U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer. And in a statement, the U.S. Trade Representative says this: today's meeting in Paris, which occurred alongside technical talks by our teams in Washington, was very constructive and indicates a willingness by the EU to work with us to find a concrete way forward to achieve reciprocal trade. The top EU negotiator adding this: we're advancing in the right direction at pace and staying in close contact to maintain momentum.
Okay, Los Angeles. Sit down. Listen to this one. Los Angeles has approved a $30 per week minimum wage.
Must be nice.
No, this is by 2028. And while the move has been backed by local labor unions, not everybody is on board with this idea. Max Gordon has more from Los Angeles.
A coalition of airlines, LAX concessions, and hotels are looking to stop a new minimum wage ordinance in Los Angeles for some hotel and airport workers that would increase wages to $30 an hour by 2028. These companies are petitioning for a ballot measure looking to overturn this pay hike. This is all happening as the 2028 Olympic Games are set to bring thousands of visitors to LA from all across the world. Critics say this new ordinance could hurt the city's ability to handle this surge of visitors, unfairly targeting LA's tourism industry. Here's Greg Plummer, an LAX concession owner.
When you are having to absorb such a substantial increase overnight, that's unsustainable. And what will happen is businesses will be shuttered.
In Los Angeles, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
Yeah, I'm sure Chris and I will have a blast reporting on the strikes that are going to come from that going through if it does.
Massive amounts.
4:52 on the nose here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Stop by the Palafox Market Saturday mornings. Stroll and check out our local artisans' crafts and handiwork, locally grown produce, and freshly baked breads, goodies, and other foods. All along North Palafox from 9 till 2. Join the World Ocean Day celebration hosted by the Perdido Key Chamber at Perdido Key Community Center from 9 till 3. It's a day for all ages to explore and learn. More at visitperdido.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Your groove, I do deeply dig. No walls, only the bridge. My cup of dish, my cricketesh wish.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
$4.55. Get those dancing shoes on this afternoon. Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price.
making his way in here, looking at weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I sure am. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage for a limited time. You can go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off. Let's see, looking at the roads here, just a few spots giving us trouble. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But all those spots give us issues this time every afternoon. As for the weather, 82 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Going to have some rain chances tomorrow where the high will be 87 and the low will be 76.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, the big question this afternoon, where's Marty McFly's guitar? Yes, the search is on for the Back to the Future prop 4 decades later. Here's Michelle Pollino.
The iconic guitar from Back to the Future, the cherry red Gibson ES-345, is missing. 4 decades after Marty McFly, played by Michael J. Fox, rocked out with it at the famous 1950s dance, Gibson Guitars has now launched a public search to track it down. The company, based in Nashville, is producing a new documentary called Lost to the Future and is asking fans for help.
This guitar has been lost to the future.
In a new video, stars Fox, Christopher Lloyd, Leah Thompson, and Huey Lewis join the search, with Lloyd channeling his character from the film Doc Brown. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And this is cool or upsetting, depending on where you stand. Toxic seaweed is shattering records and overwhelming beaches around the Caribbean. Last month, the seaweed grew to over 37 million tons, and the amount of seaweed is expected to grow even more this month. Issues start when the seaweed washes ashore, rots, and emits hydrogen sulfide, which smells like rotten eggs and can cause breathing problems for people with sensitivities. Smaller amounts also appeared in the Florida Keys, southeastern Florida beaches, the Mississippi Delta, and the Texas coast.
I get a kick out of that story because growing up here in Florida and living all my life, basically, along the coastline here, we always called it seaweed. Now the technical term is sargasm. You like, gotta call it sargasm. No, that's seaweed over there.
Yeah, just call it what it looks like.
Okay, Wicked flies back to theaters for a limited time with something special attached. Here's the latest.
You, come with me.
Of course.
Not you. You.
Wicked is headed back to the big screen today with a special encore screening that will also give fans their first look at the sequel. Wicked for Good, the trailer for the follow-up film, will premiere in theaters right after the screening. The first time it's being shown publicly outside of special events, the sequel hits theaters November 21st. The trailer will go online shortly after. The two-part film stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande as Elphaba and Glinda, with Jonathan Bailey, Ethan Slater, Peter Dinklage, and more. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And dozens of films will be making their world premieres over the next 10 days at New York's Tribeca Festival. The 24th edition of the festival kicks off tonight with 118 feature films, including new documentaries about Metallica and Becky G, and a pop era from Miley Cyrus. The festival also includes short films, revivals, and talks with filmmakers. Tribeca starts tonight at the Beacon Theater with the world premiere of the Billy Joel documentary, And So It Goes.
All right, 4:58 News Radio 92.3. About ready to slide into the 5 o'clock hour here. Uber doing something doggone nice for older people.
All right.
They have rolled out a new feature. Details from Fox's Hillary Barsky.
Last month, the ride-hailing company tested new accounts for senior citizens with a larger typeface, fewer buttons, and easier-to-follow instructions. And now Uber is launching its new senior feature to everyone in the U.S. as well as in select areas across the world. The service will be integrated into Uber's family profile settings. Senior accounts have a feature called Saved Places, which will let users click on frequent destinations like home or the doctor's office rather than having to type in the address each time. Since the accounts are part of Uber's family profile feature, other members on the account can book rides, change settings, contact the driver, and follow the ride in real time. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Sounds good to me. More testimony being shared in the trial against rapper Sean Diddy Combs. Fox's CB Cotton reporting from Manhattan Federal Court in NYC.
Jurors are hearing more about the brutal and unhinged outburst that prosecutors say Diddy inflicted on those around him. And once again, jurors are seeing this disturbing hotel surveillance video showing Diddy repeatedly slapping and kicking then-girlfriend Cassie Ventura back in 2016 at a Los Angeles hotel. Yesterday, a former hotel security worker testified Diddy paid $100,000 in cash to get rid of what the rapper thought was the only copy of that video. Later later today, we expect a woman who's suing Diddy to take to the stand. She's been given immunity to testify, and in her lawsuit, she's accused Diddy of dangling her over a 17th floor apartment balcony.
Okay, the National Hurricane Center experts are monitoring an area of low pressure off the southeastern U.S. coastline that could become a tropical storm by the end of the week. The path would take it up the coast of Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. Of course, News Radio 92.3 will keep you well abreast of what's going on. Hey, hope you're having a great afternoon. This is News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.